السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters listening at the madrasa and our receivers. Every time that I leave here with the fazl of Allah and with His kindness, with His ihsan, with His favor for Medina Sharif, believe me, I make a lot of dua, a lot of dua that I must remain behind there and not return. But Allah Ta'ala only knows how long our life is and how many more times we have to return, or where the death is muqaddar and destined. Great, great Sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they passed away in foreign lands. Their graves are in Africa, in China, in India, in so many different parts of the world. So their graves are in different parts of the world, and they went for the sake of deen. It was not easy for them to leave Medina Sharif. It was not easy for them to part company of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who would have liked to leave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's company? And especially those who were such ashiks and lovers of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What must have come over their hearts when they gazed at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for the last time before their departure, not knowing whether they will see him again? We have absolutely no idea. For we haven't got that kind of ishq and muhabbat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet for the sake of deen they had to go. They went to different parts of the world. And if they had not done that, we would not have been Muslims today. They made a sacrifice of a kind that is priceless. That separation from Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and Medina Sharif, you cannot put a price tag on that. What kind of sacrifice they made so that Islam and Iman may reach us. Therefore, in our times also, we say that the desire is a very good thing to settle in Medina Sharif, to remain there in Medina Sharif, to die in Medina Sharif, and every Muslim should have that desire. There are many, many ahadith and sayings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the virtues of dying in Medina Sharif. But at the same time, if the person is able to do some khidmat of deen wherever he is, because our masajid have to continue, our madaris have to continue, our darul ulooms have to continue, the service and khidmat to the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the poor, the needy, the destitute, all that has to carry on wherever you are, and the passing on of this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to people far and wide, it has to continue. So therefore, if the niyat is good in staying away, or if the niyat is good in remaining in one's own country, then that person will be rewarded greatly. Allah Ta'ala, if he's taking khidmat of deen. But people like us who hardly do anything, our life revolves around nothing but materialism. We are obsessed with nothing but wealth, property, material progress, better homes, better cars, better clothes, better cell phones, everything we want better and better. Nothing wrong with it if Allah Ta'ala gives wealth. There's nothing wrong if a person wears good clothes, travel in good car. I am talking about being obsessed, that is our only concern, nothing beyond that. How much of khidmat of deen do we do? So then it is better that we rather settle there and die there. Hazrat Maulana Badr e Alam Rahmatullah Alayh, that beautiful poetry which I have recited here many times. But we have many brothers who come for the first time and some people come many times, but every time it is said, it is inspirational. Because it is said by a great Waliullah who passed away in Medina Sharif, the great Muhaddis. He passed away in Medina Sharif and his body after opening the grave 2-3 times was still exactly like how he was buried. So Hazrat Maulana Badr e Alam Rahmatullah Alayh, he said it very beautifully. Azizo ko mujhe ikraz ki hai ab khabar karna. Azizo ko mujhe ikraz ki hai ab khabar karna. اگر محفوظ رہنا ہو تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا. اگر محفوظ رہنا ہو تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا. جہاں اب پسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان کے, بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا. بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا. He says, I want to give a nasihat, wasiyat, advice to my friends. It is a secret which I wish to say. That if you wish to remain protected, that means if you want to have your deen protected, so Madine mein phir, taiba mein guzar karna, then come and spend your life in Madina Sharif. If a person wants to have his deen protected in the latter part, when there will be fitnas all around, therefore he says, جہاں اب پھنسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان. If whichever way you see, wherever you go, there's going to be nothing but fitnas, and those fitnas are going to engulf the whole world. So if you wish to be protected from those fitnas, then he says, طیبہ میں بسر کرنا. Come and spend your time in Madina Sharif. Otherwise it's going to be very, very difficult to have yourself protected from fitnas. Now this I explained in great detail, the different kinds of fitnas, how even good people, pious people, righteous people, or they too will be so concerned during these times of fitnas. Good people can slip and fall. So at such a time, then the desire must be increased to stay in Madina Sharif. Now we will say that in Madina Sharif itself there's lots of fitnas. In Makkah Sharif there's lots of fitnas now. Before they used to go to America, now they brought America to them there. Those shopping complexes and those malls which are mauling our imams now. So those window displays and all, even there we have to now lower our gazes. Right in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. If for some reason a person has to go to do some buying, then look at the fitnas that are there. In the same way, all around now, look at the cell phones and the TVs and the movies in the hotel rooms. In fact, people who want to go into the hotel business in Madina Sharif, people from here who have settled there and they want to go into the hotel business, it's extremely difficult to even start a hotel here because The visitors that come, they say, where's the TV? First thing they want to know, where's the TV? Now, if you don't provide TV for them, then they do not want to occupy the rooms. So the fitnas have entered there, if it is so close to the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then what about other parts of the world? But still, if a person wants to be protected, if he just wants to stay there from his room, from his hotel to the masjid, and then lower his gaze and walk up and down, it is possible, it's not impossible to protect his iman. If Allah Ta'ala has given somebody sufficiency and he's got an income, or he does something little bit there to just to survive or live and for livelihood, he does something, nothing wrong with that. But then he will be protected, his children will be protected. So that is the reason why the heart desires to go there and settle them. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in His wisdom knows how much work a person has to do where. But the desire must be in our hearts. Now those people who say we cannot protect our gazes even there in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. So whilst talking to some people in Jeddah, there was a whole gathering there. They had one program there. There were very, very senior ulama also in that program, which I was not even aware that in Jeddah there are such senior ulama. But Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazal that that program took place there. So there were lots of others there too. So I mentioned, and this I mentioned even in Makkah Sharif to some of our young friends. I said, you must get this out of your heads that you cannot lower your gaze and can't control your hearts here in Makkah Sharif. It's not impossible. I said, people say that in our masjid now, we don't allow women folk to come right inside the masjid here. If women folk have to come away now and sit next to us here, what would we say? Even with, if there is some facility, it will be a separate facility in some masjid. But we don't find women rubbing shoulders or being so close to men. And yet in the Haram Sharif, when we go for tawaf, there are millions of ladies coming there. And there's no separation. You have to make tawaf with them. And can be the greatest waliullah and the greatest buzrug of the time. He can't say, I won't make tawaf now because there are ladies in the tawaf. He too will have to go and make tawaf there. So it sounds very strange that in our masajid, we are told not to have such a kind of situation. And right there, which is Baitullah Sharif, and there there's such a kind of a intermingling and such a kind of mix-up, and so many thousands of ladies and men all make tawaf together. So I explained, I said, there is, this is not a kitab thing, you don't look for it in the Hadith Sharif. But I said, one of our great alims, the Shah Abrar Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he was talking about Eid Namaz. And he mentioned a few things. I said, now I am giving some explanation. That when it came to Eid Namaz, he said that Eid Namaz does not have an azan. Eid Namaz doesn't have azan. And also when you go for Eid Namaz, then first there is Namaz and thereafter there's khutbah. Whereas on Jummah day we have first khutbah and then Namaz. So explaining that, I said that if you have to take that Eid example, that there the person is so trained now during the month of Ramadan with his fasting and with his ibadat and with his zikr and with his tilawat, that he said, now this person does not even need an azan to call him for that Eid namaz. Azan, which was a reminder 5 times a day, he doesn't even need that reminder. He's so excited, he's so worked up, and he's so emotional now. And he's enjoying his ibadat and zikr and tilawat and sajda so much that he says, oh, Imam Asab, please, we don't want any delay now. Just get to the Eidgah. And there, we don't even need an azan. And straight away start the namaz. Because we want to make those extra sajdas. That extra namaz of Eid day, we want to make those extra sajdas quickly. We can't wait to place our forehead before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That sujood in which we are closest to Allah ta'ala, mi'raj of the mu'min. So now that excitement, he doesn't want to even delay that. That's why they first make namaz, then khutbah will come. So like that, this person who is going to Makkah Sharif, it is expected that when he is going, then he is going in the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of a person is that? He says, I'm going in the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when he goes there, he says, that pretty face, that pretty face, that pretty face. This woman is from Indonesia, that is from China, that's from Japan. As somebody once told her, he says, देखो ये इंडोनेशिया की औरत है सफेद सफेद पहनती है बिल्कुल दे लुक लाइक दोज व्हाइट पिजन्स कितना नूर होता है उनके चेहरे पर हाउ मच ऑफ नूर ऑन द फेस इज ला हौला वला कुव्वता इल्ला बिल्लाह शैतान हैज मिसलेड यू एंड मिसडायरेक्टेड यू यू सॉ द नूर ऑन द फेसेस ऑफ दिस वुमेन यू कुडंट सी ऑन द काबतुल्ला शरीफ तुम्हें इन औरतों के चेहरे पर नूर नजर आए. So now this person is going there, he says, I've got great love for Allah Ta'ala. That is why I'm going for Umrah. That is why I'm going for Hajj. That is why I'm going to Ka'batullah Sharif. So now when he's going there in that love for Allah Ta'ala, he should be so engrossed in it. And everywhere that he looks, he should be looking at nothing but Allah Ta'ala. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane hu. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil dard dil ho dard dil ho dard dil ho should be just muhabbat of yours my Allah flowing like ocean water flows waves of the ocean how they flow that's how it must be in my heart your love and your muhabbat whichever direction I see it I must see you that means your hukam whatever you have ordered I must do can be millions of women around me here in tawaf but my beloved Allah I've come here for you I am going to see you. If your hukam is I must lower my gaze, then I will allow my heart to be shattered to smithereens no matter what beautiful face comes in front of me. But I will lower my gaze after the first gaze. Accidentally it may fall on someone. I will be unconcerned that who is next to me or behind me and in front of me. Of course I will not try and purposely knock anyone down. But my love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so intense at that time that I'm unconcerned about what's happening around me. The noor and the tajalli of Kaaba Sharif is descending. That is what a Muslim is supposed to be. Hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it's not impossible. Provided we develop, we work on that. So then there can be millions, there what difference does it make? Those are sweet shops that have been opened because every time you lower your gaze, you get sweetness of iman. From haram, when the person lowers his gaze, he gets sweetness of iman. It's a hadith sharif. So now, can we doubt a hadith sharif? Of course, that sweetness doesn't mean like sugar kind of sweetness. So now, if there are millions there, then millions of times you have to lower your gaze. How much of sweetness? There should be factories. There should be big, big sugar mills in our hearts by now. Of the love of Allah. Sugar mills, big, big ones. And here we don't even have one teaspoon of sugar in our heart. Because everything just evaporates and vanishes from our eyes and through our eyes and ears. Nevertheless, what I was going to say and where we went, but what I was saying is this, that every time we go, make a lot of dua. Ab na jaana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye. अब न जाना हो घर हमको वापस चुपके चुपके ये मांगे दुआए. So tonight in this majlis of zikr, we'll once again read some ashar or Naat Sharif, which I have been reading here whenever we return from Madina Sharif. The majlis of zikr, we have some Naat Sharif to light up that love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And especially with the heart being so heavy because we leave it behind and we come. Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e-hayra ki taski wahin reh gayi. हम मदीने से अल्लाह क्यों आ गए कल्ब हैरा की तस्की वहीं रह गई दिल वहीं रह गया जान वहीं रह गई हम उसी दर पे अपनी जबी रह गई हम मदीने से अल्लाह क्यों आ गए قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا، جاں وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا، جاں وہیں رہ گئی، خاموشی در پہ اپنی جبیں رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے؟ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، وائی ڈنٹ یو کیپ می بیہائنڈ ان مدینہ شریف؟ وائی ڈیڈ یو ریٹرن می ٹو دس سٹی آف مائن ساؤتھ افریقہ؟ وائی ڈیڈ آئی ریٹرن فروم مدینہ شریف؟ قلب وہیں رہ گا، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی. Where else can you get that kind of tranquility, that kind of peace, that kind of sukoon, that kind of enjoyment and that kind of ecstasy, that whenever you desire, you are right there at the Roza Mubarak of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. And with that yaqeen in your heart that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is responding to your salam. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا، جاں وہیں رہ گئی، خاموشی در پہ اپنی جبیں رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے؟ یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جان، وہ روح و نظر، یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جان، وہ روح و نظر، یہ انہی کا کرم ہے، انہی کی عطا، ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی. یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر. Here in our country we get up in the morning or when we go to bed in the evening. What noor is there in our lives? In Madina Sharif there is nothing but noor, all around it's noor. The millions of angels that are carrying the durood and salam of the people that are reading salat and salam around the globe. They're reading in tashahud, they're reading Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, they're reading durood sharif. Millions of people around the globe, every minute, every second somebody is reading. And the angels are carrying it and bringing it to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So obviously they are coming over our heads. We are under the shade of the wings of the angels all the time there. Even though we may not be seeing it, but the example I have given of the cell phone, that if 1 million people have to make a call from this side, and there are 1 million people that side, and those people who are on that side, the angels or that cell phone message, when you press a few buttons here, it's going through wireless technology and above our head and going on to the other side. And they pick it up that side. Within seconds, assalamu alaikum, that side they say, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. So if man's technology can be such fast and speedy, what about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's technology? So there's nothing but noor there. The sky is full of noor. The atmosphere full of noor. Riyazul Jannah full of noor. The mimbar and mihrab full of noor. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Roza Mubarak, nothing but noor, noor and noor. How much of light, how much of tranquility, how much of serenity. That sham and that sahar, that evening and that morning of Madina Sharif, ya subhi Madina, ya shami Madina, mubarak tujhe ya qiyam Madina. So he says, I think of those mornings, I think of those evenings. Azan of tahajjud takes place, even those people not in the habit of tahajjud, immediately want to get up and go to the masjid of Nabi alayhi salam.
اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام، وہ صلات سکون آفری رہ گئی۔
اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام۔ One who is reading salat and salam from here, and the other is right there, the Rosa Mubarak, a meter or two away from the person, and he says, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rahmatan lil'alameen, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya shafi'al muznibin, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. What enjoyment, what enjoyment, what enjoyment. ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکی وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا، جاں وہیں رہ گئی، خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی، جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی، جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، وہ فلک رہ گیا، وہ زمین رہ گئی۔ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gazed at the sky many times in Madina Sharif. It's exactly the same sky. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gazed and that noor that came out from his eyes and went right up to the skies, up till now that same sky is there. How many times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked in that masjid up and down? How many times from his home till the mihrab and his musalla? And how many times he sat there and received the delegations? And how many times he sat there and made tafsir of the Quran Sharif and recited ayat of the Quran Sharif and made tazkiyah of the qulub of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'in. And how many times he received deputations from different parts of the world, and how many times he made preparations of the different battles from Madina Sharif.
Hum Madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb hairan ki tazki wahi reh gayi, پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ و فتح قریب، ہم رواں جب ہوئے سوئے کوئے حبیب، برکت رحمت ساتھ چلنے لگی، بے بسی زندگی کی یہیں رہ گئی۔
On our way to Madina Sharif also, برکت رحمت ساتھ چلنے لگی، but provided we stay away from sins and haram during our journeys also. Otherwise people are caught up. They just seem to be so excited of seeing air hostesses and all the different women at the airport and all kinds of things, even in the aeroplane, that they forget where we are going also. They must just show one film there in the aeroplane and finish. The Haji Sahib also has forgotten that I'm going for Hajj. And the Umrah Sahib to forget that I'm going for Umrah. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala protect us.
Zindagani wahi kaash hoti basar, kaash behzad aate na hum lot kar.
He used his name, but now we use our name.
زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر، یونس آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر، اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی۔ زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر، بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر، اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، یہ تمنائے قلب حزین رہ گئی. او اللہ, how kind of you, you fulfilled so many desires of mine. This is one desire that is still burning in my heart, that my body becomes a patch of the graveyard of Medina Sharif. So we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for its acceptance. Now this being the first majlis upon our return, what can I do?
تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا.
How I wish that the gardens of Medina Sharif could have been my place of residence, and that in those gardens I too would have had some garden.
Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gul شنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا, بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا, وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا, وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا.
That I live there, I die there, and I be buried there.
میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو اڑ کر میں پہنچ جاتا, میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو میں اڑ کر پہنچ جاتا, رہے قسمت کہ اپنا آشیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا.
If only I had wings of my beloved Allah, I would have flown to Medina Sharif any time that I desire. There would have been no need for me to apply for passport and visas and MOFA numbers or whatever numbers and all kinds of things, and make arrangement for accommodation and transport and everything else. If I had wings, my beloved Allah, like the birds, I would have just taken off now, because my heart is there now, so I wouldn't have waited here. I would have flown to Medina Sharif, and I would have landed in some garden of Medina Sharif and made a nest of mine in that garden of Medina Sharif.
میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو اڑ کر میں پہنچ جاتا, رہے قسمت کہ اپنا آشیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا. مقدر سے رسائی ان کے در تک کاش ہو جاتی. متائے جان نثارِ روضِ شاہِ زمن ہوتا, سبھی کچھ ہے مگر جب وہ نہیں کچھ بھی نہیں حاصل. جہاں وہ ہے وہیں اے کاش میں جلوہ فگن ہوتا.
Oh Allah, even if I have oil wealth, even if I have the gold and the diamond and the silver of the world, but if my beloved is not in my heart, then there's nothing. If I'm not there where my beloved is, then it's nothing. So my beloved is Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How I wish I could have been there, and that could have been my city. As in the other poetry, Hazrat Mullah Shah Kim Dr. Sahib Damat Barakatuhum says,
شہرِ محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, wherever is the city of the beloved, the lover, his desire is to be there. And if somebody asks him, which is the most beloved city to you, he'll say, the city in which my beloved resides. If that is the case, then what about Madina Sharif? We'll conclude tonight's Naat Sharif.
یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب, یہی اپنی تمنا ہے, پیوندے بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا. یہی ہے آرزو یونس, یہی اپنی تمنا ہے, کہ پیوندے بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا.
See, now this is the only desire, that my body should become a patch of the graveyard of Madina Sharif. These Naat Sharifs are intended to light up the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts, so that if Allah Ta'ala someday gives us the opportunity of going there, then we don't go and come like how we go and visit and tour some place and come back. That we go and return, and what that we bring back is all in the bags. Whatever we bring back is all in the bags. The children ask what you brought it in the bag. Parents ask what you brought it in the bag. Friends ask what you brought it in the bag. Nothing wrong with what you bring in the bags in the form of gifts for family members, relatives and friends. But how much do we bring inside this bag of the heart, of the akhlaq and the character of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the love of Kaabatullah Sharif and Rauza-e Mubarak. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us all. Tomorrow is a holiday, so we pulled a little extra time. But if they have a double feature sometimes, free of charge, and then we get extremely happy and excited. Double feature. Tonight we had double Naat Sharif.
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahu. Har waqt zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahu, sarshaar rahu. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hushyaar rahu. Ab to rahe bas taada mein aakhir, wird-e zubaan ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most compassionate loving Allah, my most generous, most kind, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, oh my most tolerant Allah, we have turned towards you. There is no one for us besides you. There is no support for us besides your support. My beloved Allah, every breath of our life, we are in need of you. We cannot live, we cannot survive, we cannot exist without you, my Allah. You have blessed us with life. You have blessed us with health. You have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech. You have blessed us with our heart, liver and lungs and bladder and kidneys and all functioning, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah,
You have blessed us with all these ni'mats without any charge. Yet they cost millions of dollars, my beloved Allah, in hospitals. My beloved Allah, how generous and how kind and how merciful you are. In spite of all our sins and in spite of all our disobedience and in spite of using all your bounties for your disobedience, you are still blessing us and showering upon us different kinds of ni'mats and bounties. Out of your fazl and kindness and ihsan, my beloved Allah, you took this insignificant, most sinful one on earth to those Mubarak lands and returned him back to his country. But my beloved Allah, our heart is in Madina. Create the conditions for us, my beloved Allah, to settle in Madina Sharif. To live in Madina Sharif, to die in Madina Sharif, to be buried in Madina Sharif. Wahi jita, wahi varta, wahi goro kafan hota. My beloved Allah, why are we seeking? Why are we seeking that in Madina for you? For we recognize and we acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. And we do know that the rahmat, the winds of rahmat, the winds of forgiveness, they blow over the graveyard of Madina. More than 10,000 companions of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are resting in the gardens of Jannat. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so many wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his children. Oh my beloved Allah, great awliya, khutubs, great muhaddithin, mufassireen. My beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking a small piece of ground where our body can become patch of that ground, so that we too may be forgiven. The mountains of sin have, my beloved Allah, the mountains of sin have become weighty upon our shoulders. We are drowning in the ocean of sins. Daily, my beloved Allah, how much of your bounties, how much of our sight, our hearing, our speech, our hands, our feet, we use for your disobedience. Guna karte karte hum khud bhi thak gaye. We ourselves have become tired of sins, my beloved Allah. Nafs and shaitan are dragging us along and have made us their slaves. We supposed to be your slaves. We have become the slaves of our egos, our passions, our nafs and our desires. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not justifying and bragging about our sins. Hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, madkar hai, mujrim hai, gande hai, napak aur nalayak hai, khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Whatever we may be, by Allah, we are your servants, we are your slaves. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go? Where do we go, by Allah? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere pyare Allah, ab to hamare haal par raham farma. Forgive us, my beloved Allah. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses and the faults of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Bless us all with good health. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill.
ہم بیمار ہے میرے پیارے اللہ، اے رب قریب ہم بیمار ہے. وی نو دیٹ سم ٹائمز فزیکل ایلمنٹس کین بی رحمت اینڈ مرسی فار دا پائس اینڈ دا رائٹیس ونس، اینڈ تھرو صبر دے گین یور کلوزنس ان اللہ مع الصابرین. But my beloved Allah, we are not from amongst them. We are from amongst the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. So forgive us and change the conditions of sickness to that of good health, my Allah. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy. My beloved Allah, cure us of all our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us, whosoever may be sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plentiful of halal rizq. Why should we go toward haram, my beloved Allah, when there's no shortage in your treasures of halal? Bless us with your closeness, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with muhabbat of yours and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and wine and women and mixed and fornication and adultery and everything else. My beloved Allah, they are our children. They are our children. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our time, in our life. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs or shaitan, donon ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. The ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering around the globe. Mankind is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. And especially the ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Change the conditions of famine and AIDS and drought and flood. My beloved Allah, wherever people are suffering, bless them with ease and with comfort. Get each and every one of us connected with you, my Allah. Let the waves of your muhabbat and love flow in our hearts like the waves of the ocean. Do not stop flowing. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے، بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے. سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. Our foreheads and your house, my beloved Allah. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye maange duaye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. Because yours, my beloved Allah. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. If you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. You write the hearts of husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, parents and children, then the ummat of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever the ummat is being oppressed and suppressed, give those people hidayat, my beloved Allah, and restrain them from oppression and suppression. But if they have made up their minds, they will continue with the suppression, oppression and tyranny and the bombardment and destruction of the ummah. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Thamud. Ek din varna hai akhir maut hai. Let the death of ours be in Madina Tayyiba. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be the state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth, or wine, or women of the haram kind. My beloved Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Distance us from porn sites and distance us from all haram. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, and ummah of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat gash talim ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khanqahun ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, accept all khidmat and service of deen rendered by any person as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia. Ya Allah, you are well aware. We cannot be aware, but you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspiration, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. What else has kept them here, my beloved Allah? They are sitting here with great hope, my beloved Allah, in your mercy. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the disease, the tests and the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness and with your ihsan, remove their pain, their suffering, their sickness, their diseases, their tests, their trials, their difficulties and hardships. Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool kar, qubool kar, qubool kar le. جیسے بھی گندے ہیں قبول کر لے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.